Welcome you back to Radford as we now move to the top of the fourth inning. Radford up 3-2 over your Galax Maroon Tide, and Caleb Sperling stands in to lead it off for Galax, third baseman. There's a pitch right at the elbows to the inside for ball one. Good eye that time from Sperling. Stu Merdian on deck and in the hole, Caleb Pack. Sperling, the left-handed hitter. And Sperling called for time and backed up and takes a strike call to the outside. Wow. Home plate umpires missed it twice. Young man from Radford called for time and didn't get it. Sperling takes ball two downstairs, a bit to the outside. 2-1. Merdian on deck, the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss in the breaking ball. 2-2. Beautiful off-speed pitch from Fobbs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Stu Merdian on deck. Here's the 2-2. Off the plate. High to the outside. Full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sperling today already 1-for-1 with a single. Sperling and Merdian, back-to-back singles in their first plate appearances tonight. Merdian on deck. The full count pitch swung on. Is that going to drop in? No. Turns foul. Hit it right down the line. Left side of the field, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. The count remains.
Come now, you be bigger right here. Let's go, man. Be patient. Patience, patience.
Merdian on deck. Radford up 3-2. Hobbs gets the sign. Wheels and deals. Full count pitch. Number 2 is ball 4. Misses below the knees. And Hobbs drops to his knees. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't get strike 3 called. Looking. Better eye that time. Caleb Sperling. Good plate appearance that time from big number 10. Stu Merdian with a single today, now stands in. Here's the pitch from Hobbs. Didn't quite reach the catcher's mitt that time. Bounces right in front of the plate. Ball one. Sperling at first. Hobbs looks that direction. Gives him a stare down. Has the sign, the 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. 2-0 to Stu Merdian. Shortstop for Galax. Right-handed hitter. Sperling at first base. Radford up 3-2. Pickoff attempt to first. Sperling slides back in behind the tag. 2 balls, no strikes. Stu Merdian. 3-2 Radford. Hobbs gets a sign. The 2-0 on the way. Beautiful eye. Oh, man. That one just a bit outside, out of the zone. May have been a bit high. 3-0. Hitters count. Caleb Pack on deck for Galax. The 3-0 pitch. Merdian keeps the bat over his shoulders. Takes a strike called. Clips the outside. Got enough. 3-1. The 3-1 from Hobbs on the way is swung on. Hit high in the air to shallow right field. Right fielder is under it. Makes the catch. Sliding back in safely. Caleb Sperling back into first. There's out number one.
Now coming to the plate for the Maroon Tide, the second baseman, number 3, Caleb Pack. Here we go,
three. So fly out for Stu Merdian. He is retired. Caleb Pack, your next batter, left-handed hitter for the Tide. With Sperling at first. Here's the first pitch from Hobbs. Pulled the bat down. Didn't get a full swing there. Takes ball one. And they say he didn't go around. 1-0. Here's the pitch to Kayla Pack. Strike called. Bottom of the strike zone over the plate. 1-1. Spurlin at first base. 1 out. Chase Garvey on deck. The 1-1 pitch on the way. It's a good cut. Couldn't make contact. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Kayla Pack a ground out. Right to third in his first plate appearance. Pickoff attempt to first base, and Spurlin slides back in safely. We're in the top of the fourth. 1 out and a runner on first base. Caleb Spurlin. 1-2 pitch to Caleb Pack. Low in the dirt to the outside. 2-2. With Spurlin at first base. 2-2. 1 out. Hobbs staring down. Spurlin at first. Here comes the 2-2 on the way. Fouled back. Kayla Pack was strikeout victim, the final out. Fort Chiswell as they won the Conference 46 championship. Patrick Henry Glade Spring last week. Here's the pitch, the 2-2. That hit him along the knee. And that will put runners at first and second with 1 out.
Now coming to the plate, the left fielder, number 19, Chase Garvey.
And Chase Garvey, your next batter. Garvey today with a ground out in his first plate appearance. Caleb Pack takes a curve, hits him on the knee. Chandler Questenberry on deck for Galax. LaRue in the hole. The batter. Right-handed hitter Chase Garvey. Spurlin, the lead runner at second base. Galax wants to plate him in this opportunity. A chopper turns foul. That third base. It'll be 0-0. So Spurlin is in scorer's position. See if they can get him home here. With 1 out. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Hard to hit that one. Beautiful fastball. High into the inside from Hobbs. 0-2. The 0-2, hit him on the side. Back-to-back hit batters. Jacob Hobbs hit Pack, now Chase Garvey. And that will put all the ducks on the pond here. Caleb Spurlin was walked. He was the leadoff batter, now at third base. It was a fly out from Stu Murdian for the first out. And Pack and Garvey both hit by pitches. Bases are loaded. Swing and a miss. The inside, Chandler Questenberry. Grounded out today. Spurlin at third. Caleb Pack at second. Chase Garvey at first. LaRue on deck. Questenberry, hard hit. Right to third base. It was foul. Hit over towards the bullpen right beside the Radford dugout. 0-2. All he's got to do is hit it to the outfield. A little sack fly. Could plate Caleb Spurlin for the tying run. Tie this ball game. That's all you need. The 0-2. Got a piece, barely. He was almost behind that pitch. Wow. A little late, the swing. Still got a piece of it. The count stays at 0-2. Spurlin, the lead runner at third. 1 out. A good base hit right here. Here's the pitch on the way. Hit him. Wow. Right below the shoulder. Hit him along the arm, and that will bring home Caleb Sperling. And that ties the game at three. Back-to-back-to-back hit batters. Unbelievable. I don't think you'd ever seen that. Pack, Garvey, and Questenberry all hit by pitches from Jacob Hobbs. Consider that an earned run. Pitcher's fault. Brings home that run. We are tied at three. And the batter will be Daniel LaRue. One out, and the bases remain loaded here. We are tied at three in the top of the fourth. Caleb Pack now the lead runner at third. Chase Garvey at second. Chandler Questenberry at first. Daniel LaRue, left-handed hitter for the Maroon Tide, was walked twice today. As Hobbs gets the sign, delivers the pitch. On the way, low to the outside for ball one. Look at the infield playing up here on both sides. The 1-0 is over the plate. One ball and one strike. Boy, LaRue is letting Hobbs pitch to him today. It's the reason why he's reached base twice, the base on balls. The 1-1, a little check, swing. Did he go around? They're going to appeal? No, he didn't. Takes ball two. Two balls and a strike. With the bases juiced. Tie ball game at three in the top of the fourth. The 2-1, way outside. High to the outside, ball three. Heart of the order. Getting ready to come up here for the Maroon Tide to take their place. With the bases loaded and one out. The 3-1 pitch is a strike called, hanging off the outside, got enough. Brings it to a full count, three balls and two strikes, one out. Bases loaded, tie game. The full count pitch to LaRue is ball four below the knees. Will walk in a run. Galax has a 4-3 lead. Fourth walked batter today from Jacob Hobbs. Galax up 4-3. The run scored by Caleb Pack. So Galax up 4-3. The batter will be Jacob Stewart. So the third time Daniel LaRue has walked, or has been walked today. And brings a run home for the Maroon Tide. We've got a mound visit here. I don't know if they're going to make a pitching change or not. They might. Might be a good time to do that. Jacob Hobbs really struggled. He went three and a third, giving up three hits, four runs to his credit, four walks, and a strikeout today. And they're going to bring on the new pitcher. It will be number 19, right-handed thrower Reese Williamson.
Number 19. Reese Williamson.
And the first time Williamson has taken the field today, he's going to throw some warm-up tosses with his catcher, number 7, Grayson Howard, and try to fill you in on the rest of the substitutions. I think Hobbs is going to make his way out into the field, the outfield here. But the first time that Reese Williamson has taken the field today for the Bobcats. One out right now, currently. And the batter will be number 12, Jacob Stewart, with Bryant Cox on deck. Stewart today, a fly out and a ground out in his two plate appearances. The runs this inning to put Galax ahead out in front, scored by Caleb Sperlin and Caleb Pack. We'll fill you in on this inning. It was Sperlin walking as the leadoff batter for the Maroon Tide. Then Stu Murdian with a fly out for the first out. Back to back to back. Hit by pitches. Caleb Pack, Chase Garvey, and Chandler Questenberry to load the bases. And that last one, last hit by a pitch, was able to plate Caleb Sperlin. Chandler Questenberry. And then Daniel LaRue walked to bring home another run for the Maroon Tide. And Stewart takes a strike call to the outside. So the new pitcher, Reese Williamson, here's the 0-1. Just a bit high and away for ball one. One ball and one strike. The lead runner is now Chase Garvey at third. Chandler Questenberry at second. Daniel LaRue at first. The 1-1 pitch to Stewart, right-handed hitter, swung on right down the line, just turned foul. It was a rocket. It would have been past the first baseman. One ball and two strikes. Stewart hitting opposite field that time. One ball and two strikes as Williamson looks in. Pitch on the way. Just a bit high. Upstairs, 2-2. Base is juiced here. The 2-2 is swung on. Hard hit ground ball for one. The second and then to first for the Radford double play. Beautiful turn right there. It was a 6-4-3 double play. Good turn by the shortstop. The second and then over to first. And Galax stranding three base runners, but they pull out in front with a 4-3 lead heading to the bottom of the fourth, your Twin County Tire and Automotive Maroon Tide game of the week. Stay tuned.